along an active thoroughfare in downtown Bartlesville.
My body, my choice!
A peaceful reproductive rights protest takes place.
My body, my choice!
There's a lot of people that feel like they're the only ones who are upset about Roe v. Wade being overturned, who feel like they don't have any courses of action, who feel like they can't do anything because they're just simply are not people like them in this town. And so being out here helps show people that, like, there are people like us in this town.
Luis Samuels, the organizer of Monday's protest along Adams Boulevard, was joined by 30 additional supporters of women's reproductive rights, including Barbara Schaaf.
We're looking at the demise of democracy right now. When they start stripping people's rights, and they've started with women, and they have telegraphed everything that they plan on doing, they plan on taking away contraception and morning after pills, and invading the privacy of a husband and wife's bedroom and determining whether or not people are going to be able to get contraception.
This protest comes nearly 3 weeks after the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in a 5-4 decision. This ended nearly 50 years of federal abortion rights in America.
This is ridiculous. Are we supposed to put on a hijab next?
Protesting the decision has led to some harsh opposition.
A lot of middle fingers, a lot of thumbs down, a lot of clear disapproval from a lot of the cars that come by. That's also kind of why we're here, is to, you know, ruffle some feathers, make people mad, help make them realize that, like, you know, they shouldn't be comfortable supporting oppressive legislation.
But not all the opposition has been negative, as individuals such as Tracy Barnes, the new youth director at St. John Catholic School, has been willing to listen and understand the protesters' stories.
Hey, churches, it's time to step up. It's time to be fearless, and I don't care what denomination you are, go out there and don't be afraid to listen to people who disagree with you. Love on them like you would love on your congregation or your parish.
Barnes has two children of her own. She says we all have something in common.
We want to be heard. We want people to know our story and our hurts and our pain.
Barnes says we have a choice every day to be available to others because we need each other. As for the protests, Samuels says she is looking at creating a Facebook group to help people take more collective action in Bartlesville. From downtown Bartlesville,
my body, my
I'm Garrett Giles.
Oh, my God.